Hey Rockstar, welcome to another episode of Random Musing. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast Queen Rafi Space, and for today's episode I want to talk about the fact that sometimes it's you. Yeah, so usually on social media people will always talk about marriage and they'll say, oh, I'm worried maybe when I marry somebody and then down the line the person changes, oh, how am I gonna deal with that change? You know, what if the person I got married to, I wake up one day and that's not the person anymore? And it's always funny to me, right? Because having been married for 7 years now, I can tell you for a fact that this change is not just one person that is changing. You are going to change as well. If there's anything that marriage has taught me, is the fact that you're going to uncover aspects of yourself that you're going to be like, who that? Good and bad. So you're also going to change. I got married when I was 23. The person that I am right now is not the person I was when I was 23. The man I married when I was 23 is not the man that he is right now. He's grown better in a lot of areas. And there are some things that he's also, you know, not so good. Just like I myself has also done some things where I'm a lot more better. And there are some aspects of myself that I've also discovered that are absolutely not so good. But most times we focus too much on how the other person is going to change. And guess what? You can't even control that. The only thing you can control is how you are going to change. The only thing you can control is how you are going to change. And the only thing you can control is how you react to those new changes that you discover about yourself and how you can make your partner, you know, learn how to deal with that aspect of you. So for every other person out there who just thinks, oh, the change is not going to be from the other person, me, I'm just going to be the best thing since sliced bread, I'm here to tell you, no, sometimes you are the problem. And it also happens in our friendships as well. Sometimes you're the bad guy. It's the truth. Sometimes you're not always the victim. It annoys me when some people always want to put themselves in victim mode. Yes, are there situations where you're clearly the person who has been wronged? Yeah. There are so many other occasions where you are the bad guy, and it's important for you to know that, yes, you can also be a bad person. I don't think anybody sits down and thinks, I'm a bad person. Most times we always think we're good, you know? Like, most average people think they're very good people. And that's fine, but you must recognize that there are some aspects of you that are not so fantastic. And if you continue to deny those aspects of you, as opposed to working on that aspect of you, you would not grow. And you would always want to blame other people. And you'll find that people will continue to live your life because nobody wants to be around somebody who always thinks that they're in the right all the freaking time. There are times where it is you. Now you be the problem. And it's okay to acknowledge those times, and it's okay for you to fix up. I'm learning to fix up, so you fix up too. Thank you so much for listening and have yourself a fantastic week ahead.